Thank you for downloading this podcast from the Echo page. Echo membership will provide you with unlimited access to other educational material, as well as a huge number of other advantages. Please check this out at www.echo-ibd.eu.
My name is Konstantinos Karmiris, and in today's podcast I will provide you with an overview of tofacitinib in ulcerative colitis. Tofacitinib is the first approved JAK inhibitor in UC. It is an orally administered small molecule that acts intracellularly to inhibit Janus kinases, JAK, thus blocking a key step in cytokine signaling participating in the inflammatory cascade in UC. Two identical phase 3 pivotal studies enrolling patients with moderately to severely active UC were designed to evaluate the efficacy of tofacitinib in inducing clinical remission, OCTAVE induction 1 and 2. An additional study investigated the efficacy of tofacitinib in sustaining clinical remission in patients who had achieved clinical response in the OCTAVE induction studies with the name OCTAVE Sustain. OCTAVE induction 1 and 2 were double-blind, placebo-controlled trials of tofacitinib 10 mg BID administered in patients with moderately to severely active UC. Tofacitinib therapy resulted in significantly more patients experiencing remission at week 8, primary endpoint, mucosal healing, and improvement in several other clinical and endoscopic endpoints. Results were consistent across examined subgroups, defined by prior treatment with TNF inhibitors, prior treatment failure with TNF inhibitors, and baseline corticosteroid use. Tofacitinib had a rapid onset of action with a greater reduction in partial Mayo score at week 2 compared to placebo, the first post-baseline time point of assessment. A post-hoc analysis of pooled data from OCTAVE induction 1 and 2 further supported the rapid onset of action of tofacitinib, with significant improvement observed in stool frequency and rectal bleeding Mayo subscores compared with placebo as early as day 3 of treatment. Patients receiving tofacitinib reported also greater improvement in several measures of health-related quality of life, including the Inflammatory Bowel Disease Questionnaire, IBDQ, Short Form 36 Health Survey Version 2, European Quality of Life 5 Dimensions, and Work Productivity and Activity Impairment Questionnaire, Ulcerative Colitis Version 2. The OCTAVE Sustain was a phase 3 double-blind placebo-controlled study evaluating tofacitinib in patients who achieved clinical response in OCTAVE induction 1 and 2. Tofacitinib 5 mg BID and 10 mg BID were efficacious as a maintenance therapy in moderately to severely active UC patients. Though the treatment effect was greater with tofacitinib 10 mg BID, both doses resulted in significantly more patients experiencing remission, primary endpoint, as well as mucosal healing at week 52, sustained corticosteroid-free remission among patients in remission at baseline, and improvement in several other clinical endpoints. Tofacitinib demonstrated efficacy during induction and maintenance therapy regardless TNF inhibitor prior success or failure status and baseline corticosteroid use, though greater efficacy was apparent in patients in remission at baseline and without prior TNF inhibitor treatment failure or corticosteroid use. Patients randomized to placebo in this study experienced deterioration in disease control compared with patients receiving tofacitinib by week 4, the first time point assessed, as measured by the partial Mayo score. Patients receiving tofacitinib reported maintenance of improvement in the aforementioned PROs. A long-term extension trial of tofacitinib, OCTAVE Open, is currently active and safety data on 5.4 years were presented in ECHO 2019. The safety profile of tofacitinib was manageable and similar to the respective program in rheumatoid arthritis and in other UC therapies including biologics, with the exception of an increased rate of herpes zoster infection. A dose-dependent risk of herpes zoster infection was observed with tofacitinib treatment, and the incidence ratio for adverse events of special interest, serious infection, opportunistic infection, herpes zoster, malignancy excluding non-melanoma skin cancer, non-melanoma skin cancer, major adverse cardiovascular event, and gastrointestinal perforation did not increase with longer exposure relative to previously reported analysis from the tofacitinib UC clinical program. Following its approval, several real-world efficacy and safety data have been reported. Rubin and colleagues conducted the retrospective observational study of tofacitinib in medically resistant inflammatory bowel disease patients. These were treated with 5 or 10 mg BID. Tofacitinib induced clinical response in 69% of the patients, and 27% were in clinical steroid-free remission by 1 year of treatment. The authors concluded that tofacitinib is an effective therapeutic option for this challenging patient population. Furthermore, a multicenter cohort across 6 tertiary IBD centers in the US was recruited, aiming to examine adverse events during real-world use of tofacitinib in IBD. In this work by Cohen and colleagues, presented also in ECHO 2019, a total of 140 IBD patients were analyzed, 125 of which had UC, and the authors concluded that the safety profile of tofacitinib in IBD in real life looks similar to what has been observed in clinical trials and no new safety signal was detected. Overall, tofacitinib offers many important benefits to patients compared with existing treatments for moderately to severely active UC. First, it is administered orally, matching patient preference and avoiding the risk of infection, of injection or infusion-related adverse effects. Second, it has a rapid onset of effect, thus being suitable for inducing remission in moderately to severely active UC. Third, it has demonstrated efficacy in maintaining remission. Fourth, it has demonstrated comparable efficacy in both TNF inhibitor naive and TNF inhibitor exposed patients. Fifth, it is chemically synthesized and is not expected to stimulate the production of anti-drug antibodies unlike previously approved biologics. And sixth, the safety profile of tofacitinib is comparable to the one of several existing treatments for UC, with the exception of an elevated risk of herpes zoster and recent warning from EMA regarding caution in use for the population with high risk for pulmonary embolism and deep vein thrombosis. Thank you.